USA Radio News.
The family of an American who is under arrest in Russia for spying charges fear for his safety. Brother David Whalen says Russia detained 48-year-old retired Marine Paul Whalen last week while he was in Moscow, and officials are calling it a spy mission. David Whalen says he'll have to trust the Russian lawyers to represent his brother, Paul.
We will go along with the embassy's recommended list, and hopefully Paul will find a lawyer that will be able to help him through the criminal allegations that Russia has alleged.
A 2-year-old boy at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida, was rushed to the hospital after the child fell into a rhino exhibit. British police are treating a New Year's Eve stabbing as a terrorist attack. 3 people, including a police officer, were seriously injured after being stabbed at the Manchester railway station. Pope Francis also issued a New Year's message where he called for unity this year. The Pope said we all dwell in the same house, but not as brothers and sisters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
As we enter the new year, many people set New Year's resolutions, and a lot of times they revolve around weight loss. Well, one of the new things out there is called the keto diet. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox News medical contributor. She explains the keto diet.
The ketogenic diet has been 2018's diet fad, and it's definitely going to go into 2019. And that's essentially where you're getting rid of carbohydrates, good and bad, and you're replacing them with fats, so heavy meats. And what that does is put your body in a state of ketosis, so it's breaking down your own fats. Is it great for losing weight? Yes, you do lose weight. A lot of people start losing weight in 1 week. However, it's one of those yo-yo diets. People, it's very hard to sustain. So people lose weight and then they gain it back again. And so we have zero long-term studies on this because no one can maintain it.
In a full day of college football action on this New Year's Day, the final game kicks off at 8:45 Eastern Time as the University of Georgia will play Texas in the Sugar Bowl. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, on a state visit to Rio de Janeiro, reminded the Brazilian Christian community of the mutual friendship they have with the Jewish state. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke before Brazilian Christian Friends of Israel about their mutual friendship.
We have no better friends in the world than the evangelical community. And the evangelical community has no better friend in the world than the state of Israel.
Brazil had announced earlier that it is moving its official embassy from Tel Aviv to the Israeli capital of Jerusalem. I'm John Clemens.
Good news for millions of Americans who get their TV service from Verizon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Disney and Verizon reaching a distribution agreement for the phone company's Fios video just hours before channels from Disney would have gone dark on New Year's Eve. The deal replaces one that expired on Monday, and it came following Verizon warning its customers last week they were in danger of losing the Disney-owned properties on the Verizon service. Disney also ran ads warning of the possible blackout. Verizon Fios reaches about 4.7 million subscribers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.